Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on the program today, comedian Jordan Rock, plus a man calls 911 over cold food and eating popcorn with chopsticks. Right after the Mr. Insinuation, well, you know.
Hi, and good morning, and welcome to the Mr. Insinuation Show. The show, well, you know. Let's go to the phones and just go to the phones, huh? Good morning, you're on the program.
Hello, Mr. Insinuation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a...
Got a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with my wife.
Okay.
And... Well, she...
She's not letting you...
You know...
Or she's not giving you...
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, boy.
You know, I was wondering how long that would...
She's not doing the...
Yeah. And
okay, okay. Have you tried...
Yeah, we did that.
Okay, but here, have you tried this?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Mr.
Now,
I.
Have you followed... Now, if you tried that, follow it up with one of these.
Okay.
And then immediately after that, give it one of these.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
All right. Well, thank you for every...
That ought to get you...
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I see by the way, we have a shortened show today. And thanks for calling today. And it's been the Mr. Insinuation Show.
Mm-hmm.
The show...
You know.
Yeah.
Right now,
sure.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We'll go around the room this way. That is Ace Cosby.
Good day.
We're calling him the Iceman today because he brought in a cooler, transferred ice to it, then it was voted on as being so filthy we threw the ice away.
Hey,
so.
It made Twitter.
Really?
It's filthy. Looks like you dunked it at an oil change place is what it looks like.
Did they bring out the air filter and say, look at this thing? We have Chick McGee right there. That is comedian Jordan Rock. I can see him.
What's up, everyone?
Good to see you again, Jordan.
That's another comedian right there. That I can't believe it. It's Josh Arnold.
Yes.
And
what do you mean? He's here every day.
Yeah, but he's also wearing the comedian hat officially today.
Yeah, John, he's doing some live work at the famous comedy.
Yeah,
attic
I heard,
this weekend.
and you kind of ruined that for him. I guess
what
he's being
mean?
Heckled now.
What do you
is
mean?
What I, with hello there.
Oh.
From the back of the room.
Okay, that's Christy. I'm Tom. We should explain
well done,
to, our,
Tom.
To our guest Jordan. Jordan, you're familiar with, of course, the vinyl revolution going on as we bring vinyl back to...
Oh, you bring a vinyl back right now?
Yeah, of course. Now, as you can see behind me, I hear...
Just you.
I mean, you and Urban Outfitters, they're bringing it back right now. They have a lot of
that's
it.
Right.
Yep.
And Urban is the key.
My kids, yeah.
Urban is the key to me. I'm trying to educate myself in the urban patois, if you will.
Yeah, you're retro right now.
Yeah. So as you can see behind me, I have some vinyl here. Rather than music on vinyl, which is, you know... Come on, seriously? All the pops and the who needs that? I have comedy on vinyl. Behind me, I have the classic album Hello Dare with Marty Allen and Steve Rossi. And then One More Time, Hello Dare with Marty Allen and Steve Rossi. Now, sadly, Mr. Allen died earlier this year. And
both of them are
dead. He'll be remembered forever for this great phrase.
Hello Dare!
So... I guess my question is, Jordan Rock, do you have a phrase? Do you have a go-to?
You know what I think my go-to phrase is? It's just me saying, I'm trying to get my life together. I'm just trying to get my life together. That's my crutch.
I like that.
I tell a joke and then I'm like, eh, I'm just trying to get my life together.
See, I like that one.
It's my everyday. What are you trying to do? I'm just trying to get my life together. That's just like a broad span of like.
I see, that's yours.
Yeah, I can go to any topic after that.
Yeah, it's a good through line for the.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
So how's that going?
I was going to ask that too.
I mean, it's you know, I'm working.
Okay.
I'm working. I don't want to say anything crazy. I'm staying off the streets.
Getting your life together.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's what we're here for.
What's the end game? What does your life look like when it's together?
I'm gonna just try to have as least baby mamas as I can.
Okay,
you know?
that's a good goal.
Hey, did you tell him? Okay. You told him baby mama thing, no baby mama stuff? Okay, good.
Okay, I can't say that.
Of course you can say that.
Okay. How many you got?
Zero right now. I'm trying to keep it to two.
How many you got?
Three. It's a long story.
See, but I'm saying like that's kind of legendary. I mean,
chick, how you doing?
Did you really do the road if you only have one?
I don't have any baby mamas. They were all married to me,
but they're still baby mamas.
Still baby mamas.
Wow.
Baby mothers.
No, I thought baby mama was not married.
No, you have two.
Depend on your. Okay, I mean, I'm fully aware of the.
I mean, it depends. It depends.
Okay.
How it depends on what subculture you live in.
See, that's the you got to get down with me in the street, chick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
My man, 50 grand.
Okay. And the embarrassment continues.
My woody. I like how you look like now. Can you tell me what woody means?
Tom is so woke. Aren't you, Tom? Mm-hmm.
Awakened, that's the word I prefer. We're hanging out with Jordan Rock. I want to move on here quickly because we've got some news stories. You got to get it from Christy Lee. Christy, what's happening over
there? A man in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, ordered some fast food to be delivered by Uber Eats. Great service. But when it arrived at his house cold, he called 911 and told the police to meet him at the fast food chain.
Idiot.
It wasn't clear whether the restaurant or food delivery service was to blame for the not-so-fast food. The unsatisfied
customer.
You can't
blame the restaurant.
Every time I've gotten Uber Eats, man, the food has been hot.
So I kind of understand them. I kind of get it.
I love them all. Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash. I love them all.
There's more to this story because I looked it up and there's a picture of this guy.
Yes?
The unsatisfied customer can be seen in photos of the incident. This is what's pissed Tom off, wearing a fedora.
Douche.
Immediately. Because he's sporting a fedora.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but you're correct.
No.
But he also, so this guy calls 911.
You like a man in a hat?
He gets his food.
You like a man in a hat.
Why not?
Well, have you seen this guy? Oh,
no,
come on.
I haven't.
You wouldn't
go
out with this guy if he was the last man on earth.
Like Ducky, Pretty in Pink.
Sure,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
So this guy calls the cops and then agrees to meet them at the fast food place so he can start bitching about it.
See, you guys are really, we're really just jumping in. We don't have all the context here. We don't know his relationship with Uber Eats and that establishment.
That's true.
Because I've had beef with Domino's for numerous years. Me and Domino's have had a lot of beef. A lot of me calling the restaurant, them hanging up on me while waiting for my food, too. So I can
recognize your voice.
By the way, hello,
Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Man, can you believe this dick went and tied up all these natural resources over some cold nuggets and fries?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. You shouldn't call 911. That's for emergencies.
Hell, I was raised on lukewarm nuggets and floor mat fries. I swear to God. And like you, Tom, as soon as I seen a picture of this dick wearing a fedora, I knew he was a douche canoe from the start. Never fails, just like him dicks wearing derbies. Unless your legal name is Rollo from Sanford and Son, take it off. I swear to God. I wish them cops would have hogtied Mr. Fedora the Explorer, then tased him until he sold his dumb dockers. Then should have zapped him again with an extra 10,000 megawatts just for wearing a stupid-ass fedora in the first place. Hey, put your fries in your short stick. One more zap should warm them up and add some chili. Swear to God.
Oh. It's just a hat.
Well, I ain't never met one person, Christy, who was wearing a fedora that I could stand.
All right.
Think about it. Unless you're a news reporter from the Great Depression or can moonwalk while singing about Billie Jean, you don't need a damn fedora.
Okay.
Fedoras are like them big beacons and lighthouses, all the while shouting, I'm an ice bag. Come over here. I'll say it like this. If I was at that McDonald's with Lil Wiffy and this guy started going off on people, I'd have thrown him in a rear naked choke.
Really?
And made him apologize in regular and Spanish right before I put him to sleep.
Really?
I swear to God. I ain't kidding. I'd supersize this dude's ass-whipping right there in the lobby, free of charge, and turn his two-piece tank top into a nine-piece, make him look like he's wearing a grass skirt around his neck. A guy's Happy Meal surprise would be waking up at the dumpster the next day with two black eyes and a fedora full of migraine. I swear to God, all courtesy of Donnie Baker, the idiot tamer. I'm going to go.
Thanks.
Bye, Donnie.
It was very helpful.
He is very upset by a man in a hat, too,
if you
apparently.
If you were driving food around,
yes.
What's the rule? How many? Now, as a dad, I know how many fries I can take while driving food.
How many?
Oh, without causing suspicion?
Yeah, you can get away with taking at least a quarter of the fries, I think, especially if they really load them up.
A quarter?
That's a lot.
That's too many.
Hey, I'm paying for the gas and driving.
Why don't you just get an extra order of fries?
Yeah.
Well, there's a psychological issue with that, I'm sure.
Because those fries don't have calories. The ones that you buy do.
Exactly.
Yep.
How did you know?
Because I know.
That's exactly true. What's your rule on that?
Oh, I only eat the ones that are loose in the bag.
Mm. Yeah, those are absolutely fair.
Now, Josh,
those
how many days in the car can you go eating a fry after it's you discover?
Come on, man.
While cleaning, while vacuuming the car.
No one does that.
You see, Jordan, I'm a large man, and Tom likes to muse that I'll eat pretty much anything.
For food.
What do you want to hear, Tom? 14 days? Is that what you want to hear?
The 3 weeks, somewhere in there.
What is your rule on?
Josh is finally broken.
Well, how about this? What if you're at a different fast food place and there is an onion ring in your fries?
A fan of that, yeah.
You go buy a lottery ticket.
Always a nice surprise, right?
Oh,
why doesn't McDonald's have onion rings?
God, I love onion rings.
That's a mystery we need solved.
Hmm. We don't need anything. They don't need anything stepping on their fries.
Yeah.
The fries are supreme.
You know, that's
exactly
true.
Yeah.
Yep. The fries are the best.
Yeah. A guy with a Rolls Royce doesn't go, gee, I wish I had a Bentley.
But can you imagine how good their onion rings would be, how good their fries are?
Yeah. I'd like them to keep focusing. Mm. They got the fry thing down. That's enough for me.
Okay.
Let them focus. You see, last time they tried to bring wings in. Remember they tried to bring
the
wings
right.
in? That did not last long.
Yeah, I did. You're right.
They're very good. Okay. Well, so you're using the Uber Eats on occasion, are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that? And they keep it hot?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
how about the other services?
I don't know what Uber Eats y'all are using. These people here must really care about their job.
They've been great.
Do you live in Los Angeles?
I live in L.A.
The traffic there, you can
never
count.
Nah, people are getting
that.
Uber Eats accounts just for the free meals. You can steal about two meals on Uber Eats before they suspend.
How many pepperonis do you think they take off the top of those pizzas when they bring them?
First off, I would never get pizza delivered via Uber
That's
Eats
ridiculous.
Because the pizza companies do it themselves.
Oh, well, I guess it's just me.
And there's a Domino's tracker, too. They have everything. There's a tracker for everything.
Josh and I ordered Uber Eats one afternoon. Remember this?
Yeah, that turned into a debacle, but that was it seemed more the restaurant's issue.
Yeah, like a four-hour ordeal. The DoorDash and Grubhub, those apps, I use those all the time. They're great.
My 20-year-old's an expert on this subject.
Wouldn't
believe
it be great,
I pay the bill.
To do a candid camera bit where you have a pizza driver that shows up clearly with pizza sauce on their face and there's a slice missing. And the guy actually
isn't there a commercial
really
about people going in and asking for a piece of pizza and the guy takes a bite and then gives them the piece he took a bite out of? And it's something about investment company and that's how they take their commission or something. Or...
No, I haven't seen that one, but I know that I have the classic story about when in the early days of Dairy Queen, they would just scoop the ice cream out.
I don't believe this.
This is so bull.
Jordan, listen to this. The craziest person you'll meet ever.
Because I love it when Dairy Queen, you know, they take the blizzards and they turn them upside down.
Right.
Sure.
And that's they have to do that.
Asking for trouble.
No.
Well, now they only do one per car. Did you notice that? They have the sign saying we only do one per car.
You know, come on. It's hard enough working at Dairy Queen. You don't have to do every one.
Well, they used to do every one.
Well, they had an efficiency expert come in and go, look, you know, we could shorten this line by an hour.
Yeah.
If we didn't make this poor kid working for minimum wage have to do it for every. But it's a nice part of the show. But back in the day before they had the soft ice cream, you just put it in your mouth like, whoop, and give a little spin, and there's the twist-o-turl.
Oh, boy.
Are you serious?
No, it's a lie.
course you're not serious.
What you've just
I don't know. I don't know.
That's impossible because wouldn't it melt with being in your mouth? How do you get the curlicue on the top?
It would probably pass along some germs, so that never happened. The important thing is this is leading us to a very interesting topic in science involving why you should eat popcorn with chopsticks. Christy?
Oh, I got to find that story. Here we go. Researchers have found that unconventional ways of eating, like eating popcorn with chopsticks, like Tom said, changes the eating experience and gives the impression the food's being tasted for the first time. This is the most ridiculous waste of time ever.
It's from The Ohio State University.
Doesn't matter where it's from. They have to get grants just like anybody else. But
no, it's about the experience of food instead of it just being the same old thing. If food is served on nice plates with a nice presentation, it makes the whole experience better. Similarly, the point this doctor is saying is that if you eat popcorn with chopsticks, it's a whole different experience. So you'll taste it.
I just think he's setting us up for $20 bags of popcorn. We're going to go to the movie theater. Yeah. They're going to hand you chopsticks.
I'm sorry, sir. The chopsticks are $9.
Exactly.
We don't allow outside chopsticks.
If you went to a movie theater and somebody pulled out chopsticks to eat their popcorn, would you just knock them out of their hands?
Now imagine if you walk into a place where they only eat popcorn with chopsticks and you're the savage who's about to dump your head. You'll be there like, I guess I need these chopsticks right now. I'm not going to get caught dead putting my fingers in here around all these people.
Let me put it in a different terms.
Okay.
Josh.
Yeah.
Would you enjoy your popcorn even more if you were eating it off, say, the undulating naked breasts of Kate Upton?
No, the popcorn would just be in the way at that point.
Okay, what would you be doing?
I would.
What? What kind of question is that?
Hey, he said, changing the subject.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Onion rings at McDonald's are available in the United Kingdom, Hong Kong, and Malaysia. What do you think of that?
Well,
really?
What do you think of that?
Well, get in the plane and go try them.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole point of chopsticks, I think it's probably very healthy because it slows down the whole process of eating.
Sure.
I mean, they say that chopsticks, in Asian culture, they eat chopstick because energy, it still holds energy. That's what they say. That's why they eat raw food, the chopstick and everything. They say like it keeps the energy. That's why they eat a lot of raw fish because by the way. A lot of raw fish because it just has.
Now I have some questions for you now that raw feed thing came out.
But no, they say it holds the energy. So, yeah.
Did you see the story a couple days ago about that? We had the story like a year ago at first. There's some kind of weird fish, and people would put their feet in this, it was like some kind of a pedicure thing. And
oh, right, yeah.
These fish would eat the dead tissue off.
Yeah, they're like little minnows. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's some lady was doing this, and her nails all curled off a month later, and she has some horrible infection.
Yeah.
So that's no longer happening.
Yeah, it's illegal in a lot of states.
Yeah, with good reason. But it's one of those tree-hugging, you know, steam your vagina. What's her name? Goop. What's that lady's name?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Alternative medicine morons.
You really just can't let any fish clean your feet, you know? Like, even if it's available, you got to kind of look at the place's Yelp reviews. You got to see how often they clean the fish's water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Think about that. Stick your feet in this bowl full of fish. And
like, you don't want to do it at the end of the day, probably.
Right.
Probably
right.
Have that water sitting there all day.
Yeah.
Dead skin.
It's like ordering shrimp on a Monday. You know, you're going to get you don't want the Monday fish feet. That's a bad idea. Anyway, eat your popcorn with some chopsticks just to learn something, I think. That's what the message is there. Appreciate your food. And don't you like eating food on a nice plate?
Of course I do.
If you bring a bag of food home, do you plate it and
yes,
sit down?
Yes, I do.
Calm down.
And then people make fun of me.
Say grace and come.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You'll plate your fast food?
Yes.
I do.
That's idiotic.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one over here like that.
One of the reasons to get fast food is to not dirty any dishes.
Yeah, you just eat it out of the bag. That's why they come in, sandwiches come in wrappers.
Right.
I hate eating food.
And then you pour the ketchup on the wrapper.
Yes.
So I hate eating food out of styrofoam.
What if you eat what if you order Chinese food? Do you eat it right out of the container?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, most of the time it's right out of the cart.
I'm sorry, Christy. You have become him.
No.
It's over. No. Give it up. Embrace it. Go.
Don't you like
it.
To have a little moment and then you go around the table and ask what the highlight of your day was?
We do that too.
What is this? What is this love you're talking about?
We always say, what was the best part of your day?
Did you do anything nice for someone? Did you do anything mean? Of course, I'm dealing
I don't
with
do
a,
that. But
well, on the other side, there's somebody in your house going, well, I got to go eat.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.